Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. As I was standing there worshiping the Lord, and I was thinking about what Jamie had mentioned earlier, how so many people just, they don't worship, won't worship, aren't comfortable with worship, whatever the case would be. And thinking just about people that are like that. And the Lord began to minister to me about it. In essence, here's what he said. That Christians now, who don't worship, who don't praise, like tonight, there's no excuse for it. None. I mean, you're here in the midst of all this, and there's no excuse for it if you didn't do it. And he was ministering to me, and in essence, he said, the ones that don't do this, they have either not read the book of Psalms and taken it seriously, or they've read it and they haven't paid attention to what they read. Because you cannot read the book of Psalms and come away with no understanding about both private and corporate worship. You can't. It's impossible. It's sprinkled throughout the entire book of Psalms. And if you've never done that, then I encourage you, start with Psalm chapter 1, verse 1, and just read through. Just read. And every time you see something like praise the Lord, or bless the Lord, or worship the Lord, or sing the praises, or whatever, pay attention to that. Because this is God letting us know what we're supposed to do. If David could do this and not even be born again, let alone spirit-filled, how in the world can we use self-consciousness or any other excuse for not praising the Lord when there's so much in here about the doing of it and the results that come with it? I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, be cruel, but you'd have to be a borderline fool not to catch on. God is saying, look, I'm giving you an answer to life. This is something you need. And you know, when we have times like this, just like it says here, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night, well, it's night, stand in the house of the Lord. That's where we are. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Well, we've all got them. And this is where we are. And bless the Lord. How can you come away and not realize this is an instruction from God? How can you say it doesn't apply? And then he turns right around in verse 3. This is Psalm 134. It's only three verses. And in the third verse, he said, the Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. And God is saying, look, if you'll do verses 1 and 2, I respond. And as you are blessing me, I return blessings unto you. There it is. Why would you not want to? Glory to God. You don't have to scream and yell and shout, but you just do it. You don't have to take singing lessons before you do it. You just do it. You just do it. And the Lord responds. He can't not respond. He can't not do this. Because he's bound by his word. And if he says, I'm going to give you two verses of instruction what to do, then I'm telling you what I'm binding myself to do in response to your worship. So he's sitting up in heaven. He's waiting. And as soon as we begin to praise him and worship him, that just, I mean, call it like a knee-jerk reaction. It's like, oop, gotta bless him. And he wants to. Think of how many blessings we've missed out in our lives just because we didn't worship, both corporately and privately. Emotions are no excuse not to do this, and I've been guilty of it myself. Well, I have to cast down the imagination emotions and do what my spirit wants to do. So right now, whether you're standing or you're sitting, just lift your hands in the sanctuary and tell the Lord what you appreciate, your salvation, that you love him. You know, whatever. Just bless the Lord. I bless you, Jesus. I bless you. I bless you.